You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Many people find that supporting a charity during a time of bereavement is a positive way for them to celebrate the life of their loved one. With this in mind, here to tell us about RNIB's Remember a Loved One this Christmas is RNIB's Hazel Sterling. Hazel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, David.
First of all, tell us a little bit about RNIB's Remember a Loved One.
I am the stewardship manager for In Memory and In Celebration. This year, we put quite a lot of work into making sure we have a really nice offering for people, different ways for people to engage with RNIB at times of bereavement. People can get things like order In Memory envelopes, or they can simply put something on our dedication page about their loved one, or they can actually set up a tribute page for them through our partner Much Loved. So on a tribute page, they can do things like they can add photos, videos like virtual candles and birthdays, and also accept donations should they wish to. What you find that for people is that at times of bereavement they want it to be a positive experience as well. So along with family and friends, they can celebrate the life of their loved one by supporting a charity. So it's a fitting way to commemorate somebody. So, but this year, obviously, we revise what RNIB offers to people who are bereaved, whether, RNIB selects RNIB as a beneficiary charity because their loved one was a supporter of RNIB, or because that person was involved with our Talking Book service or ECLO service. You want to make sure that we have an opportunity or a way that suits them to honour their loved one.
So tell us a little bit more about the memory wall then, or dedication page.
It's a very easy thing to do. Basically, go onto our page, which is Remember Loved One, on our website. On that, you'll see different sections, different ways to support RNIB and to honour your loved one. And down the page, you will find the special dedication page. You'll find ways to remember your loved one by setting up a tribute fund, make a dedication on our dedication page. But it's just an individual dedication from one person or from a family. And it's just that one thought. And that one photo should they wish to put a photo up to. And sometimes people will use it for anniversaries as well. Like maybe it's been a year later, or maybe, at Mother's Day or times like that, then people want to acknowledge, they want to remember that person they miss at that time. And that's why the wall's there, where people can make that dedication.
Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely thing to do, particularly round about this time of year.
This time, it's like, remember someone you miss this Christmas. Because Christmas time often, it's a time when we think about those people who have obviously been in our lives and who are no longer with us. And of course, we miss them. That never changes. But at Christmas time, you have time to think about it. And, it's a time to think when you would have seen them. And it's just nice to make that dedication. And we want to offer people an opportunity where they can go onto our dedication page and they can put a note or a thought about that person. It can be very short, it can be long. And if they want to, of course, they can add a photo too. Now, our donations is completely optional. People don't have to make a donation, but that option is there for people as well.
And finally, for now, for you, Hazel, this Remember a Loved One this Christmas, how long is it running for? And once again, where can our listeners go for more information?
So it's running up until the 6th of January. As we know, Christmas is incredibly busy. So you have that holiday period where it's up to the 6th of January, where people can make, that dedication. Now, we are closing the dedication page on the 6th of January, which means that we'll not accept any more dedications or donations through that page. But we're not taking it down off the site. That will always be there. Okay, so that will always be there. So it's not going to disappear. And again, if anybody wants to look at our offering for In Memory or paying tribute to somebody, it's just Remember a Loved One. And it's on our website under Get Involved and then under Ways to Give. And then that takes you to the site where it'll take you through basically the special dedication page. You've got tribute fund. You've got our general dedication page. You've got how to organise a funeral. People can donate online or over the phone. There's a link for that. And of course, we have information as well for funeral directors too.
Loads and loads of great resources on the RNIB website as well. RNIB's Hazel Sterling, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.